You are listening to the Mother of All Podcasts.
Each week, we will break down a popular topic revolving around parenting and relate it back to our own lives. We're not parenting experts, but we're living out parenting each day and sharing our experiences along the way.
Hey everyone, so if you haven't already heard, Taylor and I are affiliates for the Go Guarded company. The way I learned about them is because I am a runner and I love anything that can make me feel comfortable on my run. So Jody Fisher is fabulous. We had an episode with her previously. She talks about the company and all the wonderful products that she has for anybody who's a runner, likes to be active, out, hiking, walking across campuses, walking to your car, any way to keep females and males safe in any instance. So go ahead and go to our show notes, click the link, use the code M-O-T-H-E-R in all caps. So that's mother in all caps for 10% off. And you will love this. I promise. You'll love it.
Welcome back to the Mother of All Podcast. This is one of your hosts, Taylor.
And Sam.
And today we have a very special guest joining us. We have Nicole Simon from Play Street Museum. Welcome, Nicole.
Yes, welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So Play Street Museum is a place that's local in St. Charles, St. Louis area, but it's also, you guys have locations all over the place. But before we get into what Play Street Museum is and everything that it has to offer, how about you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came to start a Play Street Museum in the St. Louis area?
So I am a mom of three, and we were living, my husband and I, with our daughter, oldest. We were living in Dallas while he was doing his clerkship, like right after he graduated law school. And I was pregnant with my second child at the time, and Play Street was there. That's where it was founded, was in Dallas, Texas. And they had three locations at the time and weren't yet franchising. And I went probably like two or three times a week because I didn't have to chase my daughter around. And she would just play and I could just sit on a bench. It was like the most amazing break of like my week. It was lovely. And so I had my son and we moved back here to St. Louis. And I just kind of missed it, and being able to do that type of like play, like either play along with them or just be able to like finish a conversation with another adult, which when you go to other bigger play places or just like places that aren't as contained, you kind of, you're trying not to lose them and follow them everywhere they want to go. And it's kind of hard to actually talk with the person that you came with. And so I had reached out to them to see if they had any interest in helping me open a location out here, and they had just started franchising. So, that's when we kind of decided to go with it and, bring it here to St. Louis.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And I really
Sam. I was going to say, I totally agree with not having to chase your kid. It is like heaven on earth. When you walk in and it's like, I can sit anywhere in this damn room and still see my kid.
And they can't get out. That was always my favorite. You won't lose them.
Yes. I really like that as well, because there are other places in St. Louis that you can go to that are kid friendly, and there's a lot of things that they can do, but it is very big. And it would be like, it's almost like anxiety inducing sometimes going to those places, because they can just run and go wherever, and like you have to chase them around. And if you have multiple kids, like that can be a lot, you know? But I like how contained Play Street Museum is. Like they can only be in so many places, you know? You know, and if you have a little, like a younger child, I like that. There are, you know, again, there's only so many places that they can go, but also like, I feel like it's scaffolded for the littles and all the way up, you know, it allows for growth, which I really like.
So would you mind explaining to our listeners who maybe don't have a pleasure museum near them or have one near them but have never gone, kind of what it's all about.
Yeah. So Play Street Museum is a small format children's museum, and it's meant to, the smallness of it is the purpose of it, just to allow children to like imagine and explore and kind of like discover in their own like world. And it being a smaller space allows them to have that freedom to be able to do that without like the parent having to hover. They can kind of like socially engage with peers their age, or they can like problem solve with blocks or like different things, but they don't have to like be doing it while they're being hand-holded, basically. Just like they can kind of just like freely and unstructured play, which is kind of hard to find sometimes, especially now our kids are so overscheduled most of the time with just like different things. So it's nice for them to just be able to free play in a space that's a safe environment for them.
I love it. Like, I even, for our listeners, I even have my daughter's upcoming birthday party there. So I'm so excited because my kids love it. It's so nice. We went to a birthday party there last year. And when we went there, I was like, this is the best idea ever.
Yeah, the parties are nice because you get the whole space to yourself. So you're not having to go from like room to room with like a group or anything, and the kids can just kind of play, but adults can still talk at the party, so you kind of don't miss that part where you do it at some parties. Mm-hmm. Which is nice because it like allows the parents to connect as well, I think.
Yeah,
absolutely. Sometimes I feel like with birthday parties, you kind of get lost in, again, chasing your kid around, and you don't get to socialize with any of the adults. Like, I can't tell you how many birthday parties I've thrown for my own kids. And then the whole thing's over. I'm like, I'm really sorry I didn't talk to you at all the entire time that you've been here, you know? And I feel like that's probably pretty common with a lot of people with their own parties that they throw.
Yeah.
So that's kind of nice.
Our goal is always to make it as stress-free as possible for the parents so that the kiddos can have fun.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh,
go ahead, Sam.
I was just going to say, we are very excited. My daughter talks about it all the time.
I'm glad.
So you mentioned the smallness and giving children the opportunity for independent play. Can you talk a little bit more about the importance of play with developing children? Like, how does that benefit the child?
Play is important. It's how they learn. So them playing and playing independently helps them learn like those social, emotional, like type things that they would learn in like a peer situation. And they do it through play. So allowing them to just play, and I guess it's more of like kind of a natural environment for a kiddo, because there's nothing like, you're not telling them like you have to do this. They're kind of just exploring in like this little space that they're kind of like learning like how to do laundry or how to go grocery shopping or how to order from a restaurant or take care of a dog in the vet shop. And so it's kind of just allows them to develop their own pace in their own way.
Nice. Yeah, and you guys have little, like, it's called the Craft Co, correct? Where you can do like the slime. But then before you hopped on, Taylor and I were talking about on the website, it looks like different locations have different things. Can you kind of tell us a little bit about that?
We have dip dye, painting on a canvas, and also the slime at our location. Okay. Some of the locations have pottery as well. My room is just not big enough in the back room for that. So we don't have that at our spot, but make a lot of slime. I think that's the most popular one out of the three that we have. The kids just love it. And especially as they get a little bit older, it's something that they really, really like to do.
Yeah. We did not opt for the slime for the party. The only reason was last time my oldest got it in her hair. And she was like, so are we doing the slime? And I was like, well, what do you think? She goes, I think you're going to say no because I got it in my hair last time. I was like, probably.
Yeah, sometimes it gets all over the place. It's mm-hmm. nice to make it at Play Street at least, mm-hmm. so that the mess is there and not at your yeah. house.
Yeah. So what is dip dye? I've never heard of it.
That's a newer thing we offer. We have like little bucket hats in the summertime. We've got pencil pouches and then like tote bags. And so they kind of just use like a few different colors and they paint on them. And then we heat them and then it stays on there so they can like be washed and stuff like that. So kind of like tie dye, but they can make designs on it. Just a different like kind of craft creative thing that they can do that they can keep.
That's really neat. Because mm-hmm. I didn't remember seeing that. So that's definitely new. Okay.
Yeah, like the end of the summer, we added it.
Okay. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's super cool. So we've mentioned a couple times about how Sam's having her daughter's party there. On your website, there are like a ton of themes that are on there, but can you talk about how your parties are set up? What are some of the things that you provide? And then just like what somebody might expect if they were to ever throw a party at Play Street.
So we have three different options for our parties. The first one is where you just rent the space out for an hour and a half. And so it's basically kind of just like a blank canvas. The tables are cleared and the like buffet backdrop that we usually have like things on is clear for like any birthday party decorations and things like that. There's a party host that helps like with setup and running the party and then like breakdown of your party at the end for any of the options. And our second option is it's kind of just like 1 to 3 colors. So if you wanted to do like a Frozen birthday party, we don't do character parties because we're not licensed for them. So if it was like a Frozen one, we could just do like purples and pinks and blues and then like plates and napkins and cups and straws type thing. And then like balloons. And then someone would bring in like Frozen characters to kind of like pull the theme together. So we have that option where we kind of just help people that are trying to come up with like a dinner blippy or like something like that. And then our third is where we have the different themes like the unicorn and the trains construction. And those are where we kind of take care of everything in those packages for those parties. So it's the theme that you see. And then also do pizza and cupcakes as well as drinks with that one. And both the one with the colors, like our sweet and simple one is what we call it, and the themed one, they both come with like goodie bags to take home too. So it's kind of just like we take care of like a little more with each option depending on how much you want decorated or how much you need help with, I guess.
Cool.
Very cool.
That was really neat. Trying to think. I feel like I had a question about the parties, but I can't remember now.
When they have a party, are they allowed to go throughout the entire museum?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's private, so it's only you and your guests. And
that's nice.
Yeah, that's why we're closed on the weekends and are just open like here and there, depending on when there's space in between parties. It's because it's just a private rental for your party. So you don't have to worry about anybody else playing at the same time as you. So the kids are free to explore how they'd like. Usually kiddos will come in and we'll just kind of wait for everyone to get there. And then we'll do, if you have food like cake, happy birthday. And then the kiddos go back and play again. They just eat quickly and then they go play because it's the whole show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that makes sense.
This was going to ask regarding like birthday parties. I'm not sure if this is dependent on which package you would choose, but the birthday party we went to last summer or last school year, at the end, although the kids got a little like free Play Street Museum ticket.
Yeah, those are with the sweet and simple parties, our option 2 and our option 3 parties with the theme.
Yeah, it's really neat.
They have like it's the little return play pass and then a little snack in there as well.
Oh, cool. That's really cool.
That's another thing that I really like about Play Street Museum is that when the kids leave, they all get a snack.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
It really helps with the transition out.
Yes, mm-hmm. It really does.
Like, here, shove food in your face so you don't yell at mom.
Yeah. We have to leave, which I know is really sad, but look, food. Which one do you want?
I always think it's so funny every time we go there. It never fails because you guys have the Clif bars, mm-hmm. and it never fails. My daughter, I pack like snacks and stuff, and for like the car and on the way home, every time my daughter will pick the same freaking bar that I have in the book bag, and I'll pull it out and be like, "No, no, no, I have it right here. Pick something else." And she's like, "No, I want that one." I'm like, "What?"
A lot of kids will pick those and the parents are like, just get something else because they don't think they'll eat it. But I don't know if it's because they're colorful more so than some of the other snacks or what mm-hmm. it is, but they seem to like the bars. It's funny.
Yeah, no, my kids, if they could, if we would let them, they would eat two or more a day. Like, they have to, my husband and I have to talk. If we're not home at the same time, we have to like talk to each other on if they had one or not because they will weasel. Those Clif bars to us because they will eat as many as they can throughout a day.
That's so funny. Okay. So we've talked about the parties. We've talked about like why play is good for kids. Now I brought, I think my daughter, the first time I brought her, it must've been like pretty recently after you guys had opened. She was about 18 months. She was 18 months. And I felt like when she was there that maybe she was like almost like she was walking around, but she was like, I was nervous having her there, if that makes sense. Like, not like nervous because I was worried about her, but I was nervous because like there were bigger kids there. I was like, she's gonna get run over. Also, it was a rainy day. It was like President's Day. So everybody and their brothers off of school. But do you have suggestions for families who... like maybe have a range of kids, you know, like what would you say would be the appropriate age ranges of kids to bring to Play Street Museum?
It's ages 1 to 8. Sometimes on those school holidays, we'll have older siblings come with the younger kiddos. But the general, like what we gear everything towards in the museum is 1 to 8. And those littler ones, I feel like even some of the ones that are like crawling, I feel like as they crawl to walk, they kind of discover new things. So sometimes people think they're too young to play, but I think they still have lots of fun because they're just kind of exploring and everything is kind of their size. But yes, the 1 to 8 age is the range. We do every like couple of months have a pint size playtime where it's only for children 3 and under.
Oh, that's cool.
I never knew that.
Those on the weekends. They're on our events page on our website. Just so those little ones don't have to run around the big ones every so often.
Yeah. And when we brought her, she loved it. She had so much fun. It was just me being a worry word, you know, how moms are. I was just worrying. Mm-hmm. When you all the pictures I have of her, she's smiling. She had so much fun. My son, I'm pretty sure I brought, like, he's 2. So, like, the last time I brought him, he was less than. I came with you, Sam. I went with you and your kids. And my kids were there.
Oh, yeah.
My son was probably 18 months in. I don't think I worried about him at all. But he's very different. he's a very different kid.
A little different than the first.
Yes. Yep. Very different.
But you have that front section that's, like, almost kind of geared towards little ones. Like, if the blocks. You have the dinosaurs. Yes. That's nice. Because they kind of get
usually like, a little quieter up there too, because the older kids tend to the back and kind of just roam back and forth throughout all the buildings back there. But the front tends to be a little quieter even when we're busy. Everyone kind of congregates at the back.
Mm-hmm. But you have that big light wall back there, which is always really cool.
So cool.
Yeah, it's fun.
Like I love like will start patterns and my daughter will try and continue them. I think it's so funny.
Yeah.
I think it's like, I think a lot of parents really like it because it's such a like nostalgic thing. Yes. Like, we all had rights when we were kids. So it's fun.
Yes.
Speaking of like the little buildings that you have, I wasn't sure, like, because I know you guys, since we've always been there, you've had the same like little buildings and little shops. Is that something that Play Street Museum like changes out, or is that like those are the ones? I just wasn't sure how that worked.
Yeah, those are the ones. You're able, like when opening, to select which like theme you want for your spot.
Cool.
And I went with the town just because it seemed the most versatile. My favorite is there's like a camping one, which is super adorable. There's like little fishing dock and little like cabins. That one is my favorite, but I wanted something a little more versatile, just like do different things in and stuff. There's different ones at different locations. There's On the Go, which is all about transportation. And then those are the three that there are a lot of. There are some others, but those are the most popular.
Okay. I do agree. The town is more versatile. They have multiple different types of things you can do because you have the doctor's section, or like the medical section. You have the house. You have the kitchen.
The fireman's deli. Yeah.
The deli and the like grocery store and the vets. Like, I kid you not, I think it's hilarious. My daughter, because I know like the little vet section, you have those little holes. And my daughter's hands are small enough to where she reaches through those holes and tries to pull all the animals out.
Yes, the kids are like, it's very hard for adults to get their hands in there. Actually, an employee once who got her hands stuck inside of there.
Oh, no.
I don't know what to do. I can't get my hand out. I was like, just relax. You got in there. You're going to get back out. But yeah, they're like perfect size for kids, but a little too small for adult hands.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I would be freaking out. I do not want to know if I'm stuck somewhere or something.
Yeah,
that was scary. Oh my gosh.
That's so funny.
And then before we started recording, you were talking about the new setup for how you can have people come to Play Street Museum. Would you mind kind of talking on how, because it used to be free range, like we, not free range, but like we could just walk in, or not walk in, but like come in without making reservations or anything, but you've changed things, how they work.
Yes, we moved to the reservation model this week, actually. And I guess last week, we're in a new week now. It's going by quickly this year. And so we have 4 to 5 reservations a day, and they're all 1.5 hours long. And so on our website, on the very front page of the website, you can make reservations on there. And the hopes are just to help with wait lists on those crazy, rainy, busy mornings and school holidays. And then during our busy seasons, to just allow kiddos to sign up for a spot and make sure they have a spot rather than walking in not sure if you'll get in that morning or not.
Cool. So when, say, like we, say Taylor and I wanted to plan something in a couple weeks with our kids, how far in advance can you schedule?
The calendar's open. It's just open. It's like continuous. So it's out as far as you can think. Week has been going pretty fast in the mornings, that like 9 a.m. time slot, but it's a holiday week. So it's faster. But I would say probably a couple of days right now. It's still a new system. So people are still getting used to it. Eventually, hopefully most people will grab a reservation once everyone kind of knows about it. But yeah, you can, a couple weeks out, a month out, you can plan a play date in advance. Okay,
cool. I like that it's far out, not just like week of or
yeah,
that day, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, helps with the flexibility of planning for sure.
Yeah. Oh, Taylor, sorry. Did you have a question?
Nope, you go ahead.
So with the reservations, is it like, what if a mom has 5 kids? How do you go about with multiple kids with one adult, or that type of thing.
They can, you can make a reservation for up to however many you need.
Okay.
And the, I guess, for if mom has a few kiddos, I mean, the space is kind of conducive for multiple kids just because you, they can kind of be all over the place and you can still kind of keep your eyes on them. So yeah, it's, which is nice for having the reservations now, because with like a lot of kids to get in, busier mornings was a little bit hard to get in groups or like large parties, just because there's it at like 9 o'clock on a busy day like that, it would be already full. Mm-hmm. So it's, it helps a little bit for planning for those like larger groups. I've had a few, this last week, a few, groups come in like for play dates or like celebrating a birthday party, like going out to like lunch somewhere over there, before or after, and then kind of just like making slime with a group of friends and stuff. So it's been kind of nice, allowing people to do that, to be able to make like a bigger play date with friends.
Cool.
Yeah, that's nice. And then the waivers, everybody has to sign a waiver before they come in. Are they able to also do that online as well?
Yeah, it's at the very bottom of the like front page, the plan your visit of our website. And then also when you make a reservation and you get your like confirmation email, it's in there also to just click on and you can fill out the waiver ahead of time.
That's nice too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It makes the, with the reservations and the waiver being filled out, just like check the name and go right in. So it's a little bit quicker on the check-in. The kids aren't waiting for like a transaction or anything. It's just like, gotcha, you're in.
Yeah, that's nice. That's really nice.
You have like almost kind of like a little store at the front. So yes. Is there certain like items that you tend to carry that are more geared towards like STEM relation, or is this something like part of the items that typically like most of the Place Your Museums have?
So we do, we try to carry some of the toys we have in the museum. The kiddo like falls in love with something, we try to carry some of them that we can in that area. And then we do have some like arts and crafts, and then there'll be like blocks. STEM usually is probably mostly like our slime kits. You can take those, buy those to take home as well. And then just kind of popular items with kiddos. Do some stuffed animals every now and then. Just different things, just fun things. I try to find a little bit more unique things like that you wouldn't find when you like walk into like a Target or like someplace like that, just so that it has like a little bit different of a feel when you're in there.
Mm-hmm. Yes. My kids always eye out all that stuff when they're there.
I think you have some blinders on them almost.
I know.
Don't look at anything.
You always have great stuff. Oh my god, you should carry Handstand Kitchen stuff.
That would be cool. Have you heard of Handstand Kitchen?
I have not.
Okay, so we had them on our show about a year ago now.
Yeah.
So they have a website, you can look them up, handstandkitchen.com. But they also have items that they're selling at Michael's. And basically it's kits, like cooking kits for kids. So, like, they have, gosh, Sam, didn't you get, like, you got Christmas cookie decorating kits?
They have, like, lunch sets that you can, like.
They have a charcuterie board.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, they, like, it's like a knife for kids to use, but it's made out of plastic. Plastic, I don't know. Yeah, so that they can't actually like cut themselves, but they can still cut the vegetables, fruit, whatever. But the cutting board, like it might look like a unicorn or it looks like a dinosaur or something like that. It's really cute.
Yeah, that's cute. I'll have to take a look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really cute. Unique items. That's like, that's not something you typically see anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because you guys do have some unique stuff, because you've had the like, what's. My mother-in-law always finds very unique items. And I swear every time we get something, I see it there when we go to Place Your Museum. I'm like, I've never seen it before. And then my mother-in-law buys it, and then I see it at a Play Street Museum.
Okay, so you guys are located all over the United States, correct?
Yeah. And there's also a location in Kuwait now.
Ooh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's really neat.
I wonder how the people in Kuwait found them.
I'm not sure. Maybe they just visited and wanted to take it home.
Yeah, that's really neat.
Yeah, there's one location opening in New York. We have Chicago now. There's a lot in the Texas area. There's some Colorado, Washington, just kind of like starting to spread from Texas out.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you guys are kind of all over. And you guys have two Missouri locations, correct? You have the one obviously in St. Charles, but then you also have one down in Joplin.
Really? Yes,
I think that one's open just yet. I know they're working on it, but I'm not sure if it has opened yet. They were working on it at the beginning of the year, and I don't know when its like open date is.
Oh, interesting. It does say coming soon on it.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah, so I think not yet, but yeah, it will be coming.
Nice.
I think your location that you found, like your storefront, is perfect.
It really is.
Like you could have not found the most perfect storefront because it's right by the bridge, so people in St. Louis can easily come. St. Charles. And that's such a busy area.
Yeah, we were, I was looking more in St. Louis because we live in St. Louis. Couldn't find buildings with tall enough ceilings just because they're old buildings. It didn't have the height that you needed just so that the buildings don't kind of look smushed down inside of the space. And I was looking at a space in Webster, and then the leasing agent, like landlord in St. Charles reached out to me, and she was like, you have to come out here. And like, she took me out there and showed me the space and like really wanted me to be out there. And I'm like, this is awesome. Cause none of the other landlords are like, we don't know what this Play Street Museum is. It's not a national brand and we're not sure about you, but she was like really for it. So it was kind of nice to be wanted. And the space has worked really well.
Yeah, I mean, it really is like in a very prominent location now. I mean, you've been around for about 5 years now. but just that whole area just keeps growing. So like, even if you go and hang out there with your kids, like there's an ice cream place right across the street. You know, and then there's restaurants everywhere that you can take your kids to for lunch or, you know, whatever. Like there's a coffee shop. Like, so you guys can go to breakfast and then go and play, you know?
Yeah.
Works. Yeah. So it's perfect. It's just the perfect place.
Mm-hmm.
Very good location. Yeah. So for anyone who's listening, if you haven't gone there yet, you guys need to go.
Especially if you have one in your area.
Yes. And especially with the holidays coming up and people coming in town to visit. Take your family. Go visit.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very cool place to go.
Santa comes December 16th. We have 5 spots left in our 11 a.m. for a visit with Santa. He comes in, he reads a story, and the kiddos have, like, milk and cookies while he's reading a story. And then there's kind of, like, some activities to do, so they can kind of walk around and pictures with him at the beginning, or they can kind of, like, warm up to him and come back a couple of times. And it's kind of sweet because they just kind of are the ones that sometimes would, like, be screaming in a Santa picture will warm up towards the end because he just kind of, like, talks to them and kind of walks around the museum and gives them a little gift at the end. So it's a cute time.
That's cute.
I love that.
Yes.
I like the milk and cookies.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah. So you said again, that's December 16th at 11 a.m.
Yeah, that one's the one we have some spots left in.
Perfect. So if you are interested, make sure that you guys sign up for that. There's 5 spots left. So I think we've pretty much gone through all of our questions for you, Nicole. Do you have anything that you would like to add before I ask you our last question before we end tonight?
Not that I can think of, no.
Okay. So our last question that I ask to most of our guests when they come on is, if you could reach any parent who has kids that are of the age that they might be coming to Play Street Museum, what would you say to them to encourage them to come and visit your store?
Oh, that's a good one. It's a good elevator speech that I should probably know. I would just tell them probably about the open play aspect of Play Street, and that there's a lot of pretending and we have crafts and the slime and just different things to keep either one age occupied or multiple ages occupied. Yeah. And my favorite thing is you won't lose them. Mm-hmm. I think it's the only place I can ever finish a conversation with my husband. So that's probably my favorite part.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Nicole, for coming on and joining us today. Before we hang up, do you mind sharing your website? And then do you have any social media that you'd like to share with everyone?
Yeah, so my website is psmstlouis.com. And then we have a Facebook page, which I believe is PSM St. Louis as well, like the end of it. And then there's a corporate Play Street Museum Instagram page also.
Cool. Very cool. All righty.
Yes, we'll make sure. PSM St. Louis for Facebook.
Yes. I should know that. I mean, but I knew it was something along those lines.
Well, thank you, Nicole, for coming on and joining us tonight. We really appreciate you sharing everything that there is to know about Play Street Museum. And if you have not had the chance to go and visit, please check them out. They are very cool and you will not be disappointed.
Yes.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Mother of All Podcasts. Our podcast is recorded and edited by Sam and Taylor using Spotify for Podcasters. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure you subscribe to our show on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. And if you really liked us, you can find us online for more information at www.motherofallpodcast.com or on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. And we will see you next week.